Kevin.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I was doing a team training when you called. What's up, though? How can I help you today?
So, Sean, I'm kind of looking. So, kind of bottom line here, I realize, and I've realized this for a while, I just kind of haven't been able to do anything for a while.
Talk to me.
Before I had my auto policy with you guys, I had my policy with USAA, right?
Yep.
And basically what I'm sitting here doing, it's like, well, obviously this is not right, so I need to cancel one. So I'm kind of looking at, like, my auto policy declaration for you guys, and then I'm looking at the same one for USAA, and just kind of doing a side-by-side, because I literally have the side-by-side here on my computer.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, one is for 12 months, one's for 6. Yours is for 6 with USAA.
Right. So, yep, exactly. It is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's the monthly premium that was still about the same. One's $2 cheaper than the one I have with you guys. But $2 doesn't really matter too much.
No, not a difference. But I think that we discussed, towards renewal, if you wanted to do the annual auto pay, there's a 7% discount built in for that. So you're pretty close to renewal. When you renew, because you have rate lock, you choose to do the annual one-time payment per year, it'll be $841 instead of $925.
Yeah, but I got to pay $841 in one single blow, right?
Well, you're going to pay for insurance regardless throughout the year.
Okay.
If you want, you can either finance it or pay it off one time per year.
But still, though, I guess my first question is, before we go into that, is this in any way connected to my mortgage insurance with you guys? Because I do want to keep that with you guys. It's not, right? It's completely two separate things. If I were to cancel, like, my auto.
Exactly. That's set up through your escrow insurance. But, it's not going to be worth your while, because whatever we're charging on the condo side, you're going to
mm-hmm.
lose a big 40% discount there.
Okay.
And so we don't insure monoline clients as it is. So we'd have to find you a new company altogether. Which we have other options.
Okay.
But yeah, the Erie's a package deal.
Okay, so I do have to have an auto insurance with Erie to get my mortgage insurance to where it's at right now, right?
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, we bill your mortgage company one time per year, and they pass that on to you in the form of your monthly mortgage payment. So, like, you know, $15,
right.
$15 or so you already are paying for.
Yes. But still, though, I'm still confused, though. So my auto insurance, though, is linked to my mortgage insurance, i.e. if I cancel my auto insurance, it would impact any discounts I have in my mortgage insurance, right?
It would. Did I hear you say that it would not?
That's why I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yes.
That's what I was telling you guys. I just want to verify that.
Yes, so payment is handled for the condo through your escrow, but they are definitely tied together. There's a very large discount that you're receiving.
Got it.
Yeah.
So,
but I can try to help you if there's something that is within my power to do.
No, I wanted to confirm that, because I'm trying to figure out if I want to cancel my USAA and I want to cancel my or cancel you guys, but because it's kind of to my mortgage, I'd rather keep you guys. But then my other question is this: I'm kind of looking at side-by-side comparison, and I'm not sure if I have these, like, other coverages with you guys. Do I have, like, accident forgiveness? Is that covered with you guys?
Yeah. So, I mean, you have what's called the rate lock. So if you have an accident, it's a non-factor. As long as you have the same vehicle, you still are guaranteed to keep your rate until 2023.
Got
so it's
it.
Basically like accident and violation forgiveness.
Gotcha. The other one I'm not sure if I have with you guys, because I don't quite see it here, is the, what is this called? Like the car replacement assistance. Like USAA covers 20% of that with actual cash value of the vehicle, I guess. Do I have that with you guys?
What exactly is that? Is that tied to, is your car financed?
It's, it's tied to, it says car replacement assistance. If your vehicle is declared a total loss, we'll pay you an additional 20% of the actual cash value of the vehicle.
So there's an option. If the car is financed, we can add gap coverage on there, and that does two things. So it pays off the difference between what the car is worth and how much you owe on your loan. And it would actually reimburse you the value of a model 2 years newer.
Okay.
So it's like
that. So my car is paid for.
It's not an a la carte thing. If you wanted to add it on, it's like a 2-in-1. So it provides gap coverage and better car replacement or new car replacement equal to 2 years newer.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, Kevin, are you trying to suggest that the USAA policy is still active?
Yes, it is for some reason. I don't know why they didn't cancel it. So I was like, if you didn't cancel it, I'll review it. So.
Let me see. Because, you know, we handle that for you. I'm sure we have a record of sending the fax requests. Let me check your file.
But they haven't canceled. I did call them once a while back, and they said, like, if you do cancel it, they should refund the money by the time it should have been canceled.
Yeah. I want to help do that because it would all be prorated from the day that we started. They must have you on auto bill. And so we're just noticing that you've been doubly billed, huh? Okay. Well, I do apologize about that, Kevin, but yeah, I'm in your file now. We did send a notice. So it's actually on their letterhead. Be happy to provide it to you in case they give you any issue, but are you at your computer right now? You have access to your inbox?
Yep, I do.
I would say for any reason, they give you a tough time about canceling back to that date. Just share with them this letterhead. This is what we sent out last August for you. And I understand mistakes are made 99% of the time. These requests go through and they're honored and processed. My only assumption could be that maybe this one slipped through the cracks. It got to their, department that receives their inbound faxes. And for whatever reason, it was not canceled. But yeah, you are entitled to prorated refund for every day that coverage had since been replaced.
Got it.
So I'm happy to, hop on the three-way call. If you just want to give them a buzz yourself, if they do require any kind of proof, this would be the reference, the facts that we sent over.
Right.
Or if they need an ID card or declarations page, we can send that as well.
What's the, you sent me the email already? It's probably traveling in the ether.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be in your box in a minute or so.
Okay. Give it a second here.
Maybe you want to check out the member number, make sure it's accurate, and because if they weren't able to look that number up, maybe that was the reason.
Yeah. I still haven't gotten the email yet. Should we travel? Oh, there we go.
Yes, yes. Glad you got it now.
Yeah. Let's see here. Trying to. All right. So I'll give him a call then and cancel. I'm just trying to make sure that how it felt, if it was linked to my mortgage account or not. So.
Before I let you go, did you want me to add on the gap coverage and the better car replacement? It is going to be an additional. $6 per month, but on your next statement, since we missed this bill cycle, it would be, they would just charge for this month and next, so it would be $12 on the next bill, and then it would reset in at the renewal.
Yep, go ahead, add it.
Okay. So then the only other thing, Kevin, would be if you change your mind about the pay plan, just let us know prior to the renewal date. You want to just take advantage of the 7% discount, then we can change you to annual pay instead of monthly pay. And that should knock off about $100 annually if you want to do things that way.
All right. I think I'll hold on to the monthly.
Come again?
I said I'll hold on to the monthly for now.
Okay. Well, that is an option to you if you'd like to change that in the future. But, yes, if there's anything that you need from us in terms of documentation, give us a buzz. We're here till 5. But I think as long as you present that fax that we had sent out, you should be okay. But let us know how we can help you if you need anything else.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. Well, good chatting with you again, Kevin. Enjoy your Friday afternoon. We'll talk again soon.
All right.